Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's growing energy demand. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. A host of data centers, from Amazon to Microsoft, have announced plans to set up shop in Ohio. But these industries require a massive amount of energy, and some experts are unsure whether the state's power grid is equipped to handle it. Ohio Newsroom member station WOSU's Renee Fox has been closely following this issue. Hey, Renee.
Hi, Kendall.
In just 3 years from now, Ohio is expected to need nearly as much power as New York City and its suburbs. Is the demand for energy outpacing our supply?
Yes. Ohio belongs to a regional power grid known as PJM. They bring energy generators online and connect them to the grid that runs through Ohio, 12 other states, and Washington, D.C. One of their senior vice presidents, Awesome Hawk, told me this supply-demand crunch is caused by both an increase in demand and a decrease in supply.
Supply is leaving the system at a rapid pace. A lot of it is due to the decarbonization policy efforts.
He says demand is fueled by the growth of data centers and a recent turn toward more manufacturing in the U.S.
Huh, that's interesting. And some Columbus residents might remember nearly 3 years ago when the city faced widespread power outages. Is that a threat we're going to see again? How could this energy strain impact Ohioans?
Right. Yeah. Hawk says we could be entering a new era that threatens the relationship most modern Americans have with electricity.
We are coming up against completely changing the expectations of how consumers interact with electricity, which is they flip the switch and the light goes on. And when they get their bill, it's not insanely cost prohibitive.
The impacts are expected to be felt across the entire grid. He says that as soon as June of next year, PJM might have to make decisions about where to send power and where not to during times of high demand.
At the same time as these increasing energy demands, we're also seeing a lot of challenges to new renewable energy projects like solar and wind. What are our options for filling these energy gaps?
Right, Kendall. Well, power needs in the U.S. have typically grown about 1% a year, but now PJM projects annual demand to grow more than 3% a year for the next 10 years. Hawk says he supports renewable projects in theory because the more that comes on board, the better it is, but they can't bring enough megawatts online fast enough.
We welcome those projects to find their way onto the grid, but you know we're going to need a lot of them or more thermal generation, which is generally speaking nuclear, gas, or coal.
And there are definitely concerns from progressive groups in Ohio that the state's own anti-renewable policies make it even harder for solar and wind projects to come online.
I see. And it's not just energy officials and environmentalists talking about this issue. The Ohio Business Roundtable has been sounding the alarm as well and pushing for an overhaul to our energy permitting process. What did they want to see?
Well, they want the state to offer a 90-day timeline to get approval for a generation project. They say it takes about a year now. And they want to see a state office for energy resiliency that can advocate for Ohio at the regional and national level. They want the state to improve grid efficiency and expedite projects in former industrial sites and communities that formerly hosted coal-burning plants. And they want the state to make it quicker for utility companies to recover costs from consumers than they can now. Many utility stakeholders think that natural gas is the quickest and cheapest solution.
Okay, well, we'll have to be watching that. Renee Fox is a reporter with Ohio Newsroom member station WOSU. Thank you so much, Renee.
Thanks for having me, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.